Now listen to what he says to the wicked. And these three last sections in this last major division of Isaiah all end with the same statement. Here it is, verse 20. But the wicked are like the troubled sea when it cannot rest, whose waters cast up mire and dirt. There is no peace, saith my God to the wicked. The wicked are like the troubled sea. It cannot rest. Its waters cast up mire and dirt. This is probably the most picturesque description of the wicked you'll find in Scripture. He's like the troubled and restless sea. He can find no rest or peace in his wicked ways. He continues on like a hunted criminal, looking for deliverance and safety. An 80-year-old man several years ago walked into the jail in Jackson, Mississippi, and said, "For 50 years, I have been carrying on my conscience a murder. Another man has already paid the penalty for it, but I'm the one that's guilty, and I have to make the confession of it." And they found out, according to law, another man's paid the penalty. They could not arrest him. That is, they couldn't hold him. They couldn't execute him. Another man had already paid the penalty for that crime. But this man was carrying an awful conscience, and that probably was the worst punishment that he could have had. 50 years of misery, no peace in his heart at all. And God says, "There is no peace, saith my God, to the wicked." And let me put it like this. Friends, if the world can have peace today without God, then you'll contradict the Word of God. I have news for you. You'll not contradict the Word of God. The wicked cannot have peace in this world, and they don't have it today. And if you were able to get peace everywhere else in the world today, you wouldn't have it in Pasadena where I live, because I happen to know there's a little undercurrent going on in this community. And then if you could get peace in the city, you might have trouble even in my neighborhood. My friend, you just can't bring peace today. You can't bring peace. There is no peace, saith my God, to the wicked. Now, that's an axiom of God. That's like the law of gravitation. It works, and this works.